Hello, everybody, and sorry for the slide today. We're waiting to sound like Donald. You're all very welcome to this press conference, which marks the final day of the Bishop's General Meeting, Sunday General Meeting. I'd like to introduce the panel and some of our guests, Archbishop Dermot Martin, Archbishop Dublin and President of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, also Bishop Dennis Brennan, Bishop of Ferns and co-chair of the Council of Communications, Bishop Kieran O'Reilly, Bishop of Killaloe, and chair of the Shared Views Implementation Committee, Reverend Professor Michael Mullaney, Vice President of St. Patrick's College of Youth, Father Kevin Doran, Secretary General for the International Eucharistic Congress, and also I'd like to welcome Mr. Amy Meehan, who's the Deputy Director of Troker. Amy, very welcome. as you know, is the Bishop's Overseas Aid Agency, and Mr. James Nugent, and James is the Chair of the Fourth Healing Counseling and Support Service for Survivors of Abuse. So I'd like to ask initially Father Michael Mullaney just to say a few words about the forthcoming Theology Symposium, which precedes the Eucharistic Congress, and then Archbishop Martin might just comment on the forthcoming significant International Eucharistic Congress, which is taking place on the 10th of June. And Bishop O'Reilly is going to speak and give you an update in relation to the Share the Good News implementation with you. Father
Mullaney. Just a few remarks on the Theology Symposium. As you're aware, that before any of the congresses, Eucharistic congresses, there is a Theology Symposium hosted by the country in which the congress takes place to explore and look at questions in relation to the theme of the congress, which is Communion of Christ and with one another this year. And we're delighted with the Faculty of Theology, St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, is delighted to be hosting the event this year. It will consist of over 30 international and national theologians looking at different themes in relation to the Eucharist. And also, we've got a very, very good response of emerging scholars from around the world, particularly the United States and Canada, of young theologians who are also, during the symposium, going to be sharing their reflections on the Eucharist. We're very pleased with the numbers, more than we expected. Initially, we were cautious, but as it stands of yesterday, there are over 320 registered for the symposium. And we're still hoping that the registration isn't finished yet, so please God, by next week, we'd be delighted if we could even reach the 400 mark. The symposium is divided over different days. There's a theme each day. The first day on Wednesday, which is the opening day, but before Cardinal Willett opens the symposium in the evening, there is a day of reflecting on the Eucharist in the Irish context and Irish Christianity. The following day is exploring sources and ways of communion. I suppose one of the significant days of the symposium this year would be on ecumenism and looking at the various themes in relation to religious discussion, dialogue, and ecumenical issues in relation to the Eucharist. Delighted that that will be headed by Cardinal Koch, but also very distinguished Professor Wainwright from Duke University will speak that day, and others from around the world. The final day, Saturday, is on mission. So that's on the Friday evening as well. A choral group, there will be a special ecumenical prayer after the talks, which will be attended by a choral group from Trinity College also to give that extra dimension of it as well. So, that's a good one.
Thanks very much.
Just very briefly on the Eucharistic Congress, then Father Doran will be able to fill you in on some of the details and the statistics. I look on this as a Eucharistic Congress which reflects the Church in Ireland today. We're not going back to the Church of 1932 or of any other period, to show the what are the strengths of the Church in Ireland today. They're not simply strengths in terms of numbers. They're strengths in terms of the quality of commitment to people to their faith. And that I think this will emerge in when you look at the number of exhibitions and various people who wish to speak at it. It will be a congress of prayer. That's what a Eucharistic Congress is. That's the difference between a Eucharistic Congress and many other types of gathering, where Christians come together around the table of the Eucharist to celebrate the mystery of, of our faith, and to gather together in prayer. There'll be important moments in the week. Again, an ecumenical opening. Each day there'll be themes that would be addressed by a very, very interesting group of speakers. It's quite a remarkable gathering of church leaders, men, women. I was going to say men, women, and bishops. There'll be ecclesiastics and there'll be lay people, and I believe there will be a certain buzz in the place, a buzz which respects the type of church we have and the place that the church has in society. Some people might say, well, look, compare the numbers to 1930, it's a diminished role. I don't think that the quality of the presence of the church is diminished. I think it may even actually have improved in the for that to work out, we have to be able to showcase what is happening in the Irish Church, and ensuring that we do have the participation, not just for the 7 days of the Congress, but for the period leading up to it. I can give even just some examples from Dublin, the Dublin Diocese, which we're preparing for. We had a meeting with young people, we had a gathering of priests. I think it's not Friday we're starting launching the Pilgrim Walk. It'll be launched by the Church of Ireland Archbishop and myself from a Church of Ireland church. I look on that as an idea to show that the church is on the move and that the movement is out among the people. Sort of a gesture of that kind. In the following week, for example, we're going to have Mass in every nursing home in the diocese to go out to those people who are not able. I'm going to St. Mary's in the Park. Again, to bring the message of the Eucharistic Congress to those who are. Another occasion next week in West Dundrow Church, we're going to invite the regular clients of Cross Care who come for food and solidarity to West Dundrow Church. Again, showing that this bond between the Eucharist, where it's celebrated, that it can't leave you insensitive to those who are lonely and abandoned and suffer another type of hunger. They're all little gestures which, if they work, will show what the focus we want on this Congress is. To show that you cannot say you're in communion with Christ and ignore the realities of communion with one another. And that, on the other hand, as a Christian community, we believe that the quality of our communion with one another and the way we're present in society is greatly influenced by the dimension of our faith.